House Democrats agreed to the stopgap move behind closed doors shortly before 4 a.m., emerging from their inner offices looking frustrated and tired. They'll all return Sunday, though it's unclear if they've moved closer to any kind of compromise with Republicans during a marathon 12-hour session Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. House Minority Leader Danny Short says he's willing to put in the work, even though he seems slightly skeptical.
We'll give it our best shot. I'm not sure truly what will change between now and then, but it's my hope that something will and that we can reach that conclusion.
Republicans have consistently wanted changes made to prevailing wage, but Democrats won't budge on the issue. Earlier in the night, the GOP and a lone Democrat slapped down a proposed personal income tax hike, dealing a severe blow to any hopes of getting more tax revenue to plug into the budget. Governor John Carney says he's disappointed, but ready to return in just a few hours.
But we're going to go, you know, get a little sleep, get right back at it, and get it done.
Lawmakers come back to Dover Sunday afternoon. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.